Begin jump drive sequence. Adjust the Heisenberg attenuator. Starting tachyon pulse stream. Mass reduction field has stabilized. Dielectric Cherenkov radiation generator at full capacity. Phase velocity envelope exceeded. Photonic crystal resonance at 7.2 terahertz. Refractive index reduced to 0.0216. Activating jump drive.
Welcome to Jump Drive Radio. My name is Todd. I'm here with my co-hosts and cohorts, Nick, Lisa, Amber. Everyone say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Act like you belong here.
That's right.
So this is the first episode. If we've done our job, that means you are listening because you don't know who we are and somebody's told you to check this out. If you dig it, please check out jumpdriveradio.weebly.com. We have all kinds of stuff coming up there. There's links to all kinds of other stuff going on. There's a lot of babbling that may have to be edited. So, well, I guess since this is the first official podcast here, we probably should go around the room and tell everyone who we are. So, anyone want to go first?
Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Throw me under the bus. I have to be the announcer and the first guinea pig. So, my name is Todd, and I'm a science fiction junkie.
You're allowed to say geek.
Okay.
I'm Amber. I'm Elemental Amber on Twitter. I've been essentially a geek from birth, as my brother tells me. Lisa?
I'm Lisa, and I have been playing video games my whole life. I've worked around video games. I know entirely too much about video games, so that's my main. Not to say that I'm not interested in other nerdy things, but that's my
area of expertise.
This kind of feels like we're, you know, like... My name's Lisa, and I'm an alcoholic kind of AA thing we've got going here.
And the listeners should note that we have several glasses of wine sitting around the table, awesome AA meeting.
Hopefully it will get more entertaining as we go. Drink up. Hey, I didn't mean that seriously. So, I don't know, Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Nick, and I pretty much have a wide spectrum in terms of interest. I have... I tend to video game a little too much on occasion, and I pretty much keep up with most sci-fi and television and movies.
Nick and I came up with this idea a couple weeks ago, and one of the things that really caught, well, I've wanted to do some sort of podcast because I like to talk. You know me, I'm very shy. ToddTheFox.com, by the way. That caught my attention about Nick. You know, we were talking, we've been pals for a couple of years now, but he one day just out of nowhere was scribbling down in a notebook, and I said, "What is it you're working on there?" He goes, "Oh, I'm just doing an outline for a science fiction novel." I said, "No, seriously, what are you working on?" He goes, "No, I'm really doing this. This is like the second or third one I've done. I've never published one, but like if I decide to write it, and now I have the story outlined, like, that's hardcore. That's like the real, like you're really into this." So. And to look at him, you'd never figure it. He's an attractive, attractive young man. Wears stylish clothes. Has a nice place.
No, but in all honesty, it doesn't go too much further than outlining. So don't beef me up more than I really is.
Well,
outlined several entire novels.
No. Well, it depends how deeply you say outline. I've got a general story arc.
Well,
characters.
That's pretty good. It's better than me.
setting, so on and so forth, but. The hard part I have is conversations. Yeah. So if I could sit and outline it for people and they could do all the fill-in, it'd be great. But unfortunately, that's not how it works.
Just pay people and tell them what their motivation is.
I should.
So how would
I should
you respond?
Hire some actors or something.
Yeah. No, just, or people off the street, just whoever, I guess.
Semi-scripted read-through makeups?
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
It would. Excellent. Well, thank you.
You know, well, the great thing about this, as we do this, we'll see. There's a timer constantly running, and there's the theory of like every so often, all conversation stops, and there's an awkward pause, and then someone usually laughs uncomfortably, and so we can actually gauge this with this whole timing thing.
Excellent.
Nerd alert. So, I don't know. I guess since Nick actually filled it out the way that he should have, we're all going to go take another turn here, and we're all going to tell a little bit more about ourselves. So I'm the Closet Trekkie, I think is what you're actually supposed to say when it's the original series. Because Trekker is like the next-gen stuff.
I think that's a never-resolved debate.
Well, I feel like that's a place where we can... have a little debate, actually. Jumpdriveradio.weebly.com does have a forum section. If you are not a member of the forum, please take this opportunity while you're listening to this. Open up another browser window and add yourself. Come on, join the conversation. We can argue about this. You know, if you need me to get you started, let's say it this way. Kirk was a better captain than Picard.
Oh, suck
no. it. No, but this is my point. I don't necessarily believe that. Because it's unfair to say that. There's different time periods we're talking about here, different right. historical things happening, but I just want to get everyone's opinion out there on the table. So if you don't think that Kirk is the better captain, if you think Captain Picard of the USS Enterprise...
Or Janeway.
Or Sisko.
If there is one person in the whole world that thinks that Janeway was better than Picard or Kirk...
Defend your territory. Yeah, tell us. Go. Jumpdriveradio.weebly.com. There's a forum section. It's clearly marked. Click on there. Sign up. You can actually use your Facebook or Twitter. You don't actually even have to sign up. You can just comment from Facebook, and you will be involved. So, cool. I don't know. You guys want to talk about your... someone mentioned Sisko. I guess I should get this out of the way. As I'm talking about that I like Star Trek, I have seen 2 episodes of Deep Space Nine when I was like 9.
It's definitely worth watching.
When you were Deep Space Nine?
I will say this. I was pretty hesitant. I never could get into it. But I gave it the time, commitment. And by the third season, it got really enjoyable.
That is what I've heard. Yeah. I've heard it goes nuts. Like, maybe they know that they're going to get canceled at this point, but I guess they take on, you know, a lot of people they wouldn't have otherwise, like, really just go all out. But I haven't seen the end of the Deep Space Nine.
I recommend it. And they have a lot of interesting side characters, kind of the same way the other series have. But I really like the development of some of the characters, like the Ferengi. We really got to see a lot of them in Deep Space Nine. It was really cool.
I was never a huge DS9 fan. I watched TNG starting from Encounter at Farpoint. And you
going to
pause
okay.
it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take this opportunity to pause this here.
Okay.
So, it's pizza time. I guess we ordered some pizza. So, good thing I can edit this out, huh? Well, I'm not sure exactly where we were. I was trying to get everyone to get a little more in depth. Basically, I've called everyone sitting at this table as an expert of sorts in some way, whether it's a generalized kind of thing like Nick, or Amber is like the comic book person. Lisa Bunny has played video games and has worked at video game stores for years, so she pretty much knows this stuff. I don't know anything, but I count as an official. An official nerd, because I'm the one who has all the technical equipment. So,
technical.
That night, I want to do a podcast. So, let's talk a little bit about your comic book addiction. There, I think it's fair to call it an addiction.
That's probably fair. Yeah.
So, what I know that you go every Thursday?
I go every Thursday. New comic book day is actually Wednesday, but I go on Thursday. I've got a couple local shops that I frequent, one that's my main shop and one that's my supplementary main shop.
I'm okay if you want to give plugs to those guys. I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
That's fine. We're here in Dayton, Ohio. My main shop is Fearless Reader, and then I supplement what I can't get there at Bell Book and Comic, which is also in Dayton, more in Kettering. I'm there once a week getting my regular pulls, mostly a DC... Vertigo, IDW fan. I don't read a whole lot of anything that's Marvel related. Not opposed to it. I just don't. So.
Well, I did find over the weekend there's a Marvel comic character from the 60s on one of the Western comics. It was a Kid Gunn, I think was the name of the book. He was a minor bad guy. His big thing was he carried around a piece of steel that he would deflect bullets with, and he would also steal strong boxes off of stagecoaches, you know, it's Western comics. He was called The Fox.
Nice.
That's right. The Fox.
I don't want to hear you switching your loyalty to Marvel because they had a minor character.
You know what? I there's two big reasons that I probably will never switch over to Marvel, and those two big reasons have a lot to do with Power Girl.
Oh my gosh.
if you guys don't know Power Girl is, you really need to hit Google. Open up another web browser there and just Google image search Power Girl. And by the way, I am joking. Of course, it has to do with the Green Lantern and Batman and all that. All the stuff I grew up reading. So
I was just saying, if you think that you've got those two big reasons, you really ought to be reading the Wonder Woman reboot, because those big reasons have at least doubled.
Well, see, it still counts as DC though.
Yes.
We should get in
like triple D.
Triple D. We should get an underwriting from DC. See if we can.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. DC, the makers of enormous tits.
That's right.
We may need to work on the tagline. I don't know. I don't know, Lisa. Tell us a little bit about what was the first video game system you ever had?
Probably just the NES. I started out with Nintendo, just cartridge Nintendo.
Now, what is this Nintendo you speak of?
I hate you. But my favorite growing up was the Sega Genesis. I know.
No,
that's
go
not
ahead.
A bad thing.
A lot of well, everybody else. Games. Yeah, everybody else is like, well, Super NES and NES is where it's at. But I spent inordinate amounts of time as a kid playing Sega Genesis. Instead, I really liked Streets of Rage. I like the cooperative play in those type of games a lot, and just kicking and killing stuff. So. Yeah.
Do you play any co-op games now?
Yes. Online, I'll play cooperative, and I do the Fable 3 online as well.
We'll have to look up for that.
Yeah, definitely.
I have it as well.
Oh, excellent.
Get like a little...
Like a party going,
yes.
Todd has it now, too.
That's right.
I don't think I ever played a single Genesis game except for like Shinobi at a friend's house.
I love Shinobi growing up.
Mostly just so I could throw the stars, you know, like the weird, like, yeah, like where you could just see your hand, like.
And wasn't that also the one where you, like, you'd get a special, like, glowy thing, and then you turn, like, red ninjas would split off of you, and you'd have, like, red ninjas following you and duplicating your moves? That also might have been a different game. But, yeah, it might have been Shinobi. Might not have been.
I
tiny
don't
red
know that.
Doppelgangers.
Might have been like Ninja Gaiden, the old Ninja Gaiden.
It's possible, yeah.
That was fun though.
Did you ever play like any RPGs on the Genesis?
Not really. Mm. I really like the side scrolling beat 'em ups.
Okay. I did
Sonic and stuff.
Phantasy Star. They have them on Xbox, at least the second one.
I've played the Phantasy Star franchise.
Okay. I really like those. You should check them out.
I feel like I should just cop to this right now. For our listening audience, I just now bought a 360. That's right. It is 2010, and I finally broken down and bought a 360. So.
Did you buy the Slim, the new
yes.
one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, see, you're ahead of me then. I just have the old 360.
Yeah,
that's
what
I have.
You've got the old 360,
the old
360. With the three-quarter ring of death.
Shut up. Apparently it doesn't affect... There's a bit of a background here, is that for some reason my Xbox 360 has three... of the lights on the red ring of death, but when I called, their lights, it's some sort of error message that, according to Xbox or Microsoft, does not exist, and it does not affect the gameplay, it doesn't affect the 360 in any way, but every time somebody comes into my house, they're like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with your 360? Nothing.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
It's weird. Yeah. So, we've never sent it in to get fixed, because it doesn't need fixed, it's just looking at you funny.
Good enough. Yeah. Well, you do comic books, obviously, that's why you're around, and you do
thanks.
Video games, and Nick
does everything else.
Plus, he has a wonderful speaking voice on the radio.
Do I really?
Yeah, it's really warm. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
The rest of us sound like whiny nerds, but you're like...
Yes, I know.
I feel like we should have a special episode where we get the intro guy in here to be Russian guy over
there. Hey, don't give everything away that you know.
I feel like we should do that.
We may try to pull Russian Guyovich back in here. A few years ago, I was actually on the radio for musical reasons. In case nobody knows who I am, my name is Todd the Fox. I do music, toddthefox.com. There's MP3s, videos, all that. I've been on the radio several times, and I got real friendly with a guy from WWSU, actually, which I'm sure you can go online and find their live feed and listen to them. It's college radio. One of the guys I was real friendly with, he did a... wow, that sounds really gay, doesn't it?
I was real friendly with him all night long.
Yeah.
I love the one of the guys I was real friendly with.
Yeah, right. Well,
there were many. There were many back then that I used to be real friendly with.
Well, it was college.
Exactly.
True. Fair enough. He did a heavy metal show, and at the time, Metalocalypse was really popular. I don't know if Metalocalypse is really popular still. I'm too poor to have cable.
I have no idea.
But have you ever seen Metalocalypse?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Wait a second. We need to write this down. Probably we're gonna have a game show coming up on episode two. We're going to possibly win prizes and or drinks. But write that down. That's gonna be a good a good subject for the game show. Metalocalypse, basically it's this cartoon that's part heavy metal, like death metal, part Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's somewhere in between heavy metal and Scooby-Doo. But basically it's this death metal band that like is foretold to bring about the apocalypse, and there's a secret governmental cabal that's trying to stop them and watch their every move. Meanwhile, they're just like vapid celebrities that stumble across each other and don't know anything about anything. So one of the characters is from Norway, like any good black metal band.
Of course.
And he's the lead guitar player named Swisgar. And so the guy who does our intro, he does an amazing Swisgar Swig Elf impression. So we were going to pull this big prank on the radio to he was going to do the voices and talking, be interviewed by us. And meanwhile, the guy who does the show is a fantastic guitar player who can play all those licks and riffs and stuff. So he was going to give us some, you know, this is how you do this. it was going to be great, but I couldn't ever get everyone in the same room at the same time.
That'd be entertaining.
That would be entertaining.
I feel like getting this many people in the same room has been a colossal achievement. So thank you guys for hanging out, and thank you, Nick, for providing a space.
Of course.
If you guys have noticed, there is a the greatest puppy dog in the world. Mr. Bailey, he keeps rattling his chain around us. So if you hear a little it's probably Bailey wanting attention.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like sci-fi? Are you a geek?
Earlier we were talking about whether geeks are ever happy with book-to-movie adaptations, comic-to-movie adaptations, et cetera, et cetera. We talked about several examples. We talked about the current incredibly popular The Walking Dead, which was an excellent comic, and I've heard, and the TV show is doing very well. I think it had the best cable debut show ever, and it's kept its viewership up.
Actually, it's been better than Mad Men.
Like, wow. And well, good.
Everyone,
Mad Men.
Good.
Well, first of all, I don't know how you could... Well,
so
okay.
Well, I mean, it's not my type of show.
It's like historical fiction or whatever, but the point is, it did almost... it was like a quarter better than Mad Men. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head. We should remember to put up a laptop so we can Google this stuff as we talk. There's a lot of references to the internet. Hey, if anyone's listening, you have Google, open up a browser there, figure out what the difference between The Walking Dead season and the Mad Men season, and then tell us how wrong we are. Tell us what we don't know in the forum. That's right, jumpdriveradio.weebly.com. Click on the forums. Please join and let us know what those numbers are for Mad Men versus The Walking Dead, because you know what? In Mad Men's face.
That's right. Even though it has Christina Hendricks. Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
And
wait a
her
second.
Two assets.
I've got an idea who can play Power Girl in the upcoming series.
So we were trying to figure out if comic book and sci-fi geeks are ever happy with a movie or television show adaptation. Everyone seems fairly happy with The Walking Dead, even though they've made changes from the comic for the television show.
Knock it off, Bailey.
Bailey's really demanding here.
I'm just going to tell everyone that's Lisa Bunny.
What else did we talk about?
Well, let's continue on with the Mad Men thing, or Mad Men.
With the Walking Dead.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's all AMC. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll work itself out. The I've actually not personally read any of the actual Walking Dead graphic novels. I'm familiar with the artwork, mainly because I found pictures online and was obsessed about it. It was just amazing looking, and I started asking, actually, oddly enough, I started asking Lisa. She had a picture on her MySpace. That's right. That's how long ago this was, MySpace. She had a picture on her MySpace about, what's the character's name?
Michonne.
What?
Michonne.
Michonne. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. And this, obviously, I've not read it because I just know the picture.
Obviously.
She has, it's the,
I don't read it. I just look at the picture.
That's true.
That sounds,
I only get it
great.
From the pictures.
Something like that. She carries a katana and has a, well, what's the backstory of her?
I don't know the backstory.
Oh, well, like, she's got the two zombies that she's changed.
I can't remember the relation of the zombies.
I want to say it's her brother and
her
boyfriend.
Like that.
Her boyfriend and her father or something.
Yeah, it's some relation to her, and she keeps them with them because it, I think
the smell
deters others.
Like, they're less likely to notice her.
Masks her.
Yeah.
And that totally makes sense because as you watch the series, the live action series, that's one of the things they're actually conscious of. There's a great scene where they all get sentimental about someone they've never met, strangely enough, and then hack him to pieces. And
he's an organ donor.
Yeah, that was in the second episode, Guts.
That was solid. And, like, stumbling around. That's the way Shaun of the Dead should have done that scene.
Well, Shaun of the Dead did it in its own way. They would have had to untetherball, pull that guy and cut him open. It would have been a whole thing.
But... yeah, and that's one of those things where, like, it's a little minute detail that they obviously kept from the book and brought over to the actual live series, which I think are the things that keep the nerds and the fanboys at bay. But what about someone like me, who's never actually read the book, and I have no idea what's going on other than a few pictures of a hot black girl with a katana and a couple dead guys hanging out beside her? I don't know. I guess I sort of see the point. When you make a comic book or a video game into a movie, you kind of have to catch the rest of the world up because let's be fair, like, movies are the big dominant force in entertainment. I mean, would you agree?
I actually think television is catching up to that. Some of the bigger actors and actresses, Glenn Close and people like that, have said that they think that television is where art and storytelling is right now. You've got more time to tell a better story, have more nuanced performances from your actors and actresses. I think television is moving up in the world. The Walking Dead is a good example of that. If it was the biggest show that cable's ever had and it had a huge viewership, that's a big deal for cable.
Right, especially deep cable like AMC.
Yeah.
We're not talking about network television.
Like
it's
Rhinoplasty or whatever that show is.
Television's
going places.
But I think that there's an alternate argument here that it's a dangerous medium in the same sense of where a movie, you just have to get it greenlit once and you just make the movie and it's done with, and you definitely have 2 hours on film, at, 2 hours, 90 minutes, 3.5 hours if it's The Lord of the Rings, and like it's there and you're good. But with television, you start these story arcs and it's an hour at a time or 30 minutes at a time, but you could be canceled. Let's not forget the Firefly problem.
Mm. Well, then there's also
the Dollhouse problem.
The Lost problem, where they didn't get canceled and they weren't going anywhere. So it just keeps going and going, and it's like they haven't resolved any of the issues they are bringing up.
That is true.
You know, maybe it's a bad thing that Lost wasn't like a 2-hour movie.
Or you've got a situation like Babylon 5, where it was planned to be a 5-year story arc. They were told they're being canceled in 4 years. They told all of their stories, wrapped it up in 4 years, and then got that fifth season. So there's all sorts of things that can go into storytelling on television. But overall, I think it can be a better medium than film can.
Well, I see your point with that, but I don't know. It's a better medium, but a dangerous medium. Mm-hmm. I think is really just all I'm trying to posit here. By the way, I don't want to let this slip by. I know we're talking and everything, but if anyone's out there listening and you actually enjoyed a second of Lost, let me explain this to you. Lost is effing terrible. Do you understand me? And if you don't agree with me, jumpdriveradio.weebly.com. There's forums. You can tell me how wrong I am. Give me some examples. Tell me what it is. Tell me what's up. But I stand, as of right now, Lost is terrible. And you're a terrible person for support.
I watched every season. But after it aired.
You're a terrible person, Nick.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed parts.
I enjoyed the beginning of it, and I watched way too much of it, and then I realized it's just, they're not.
You're kidding. I watched three episodes, and I realized this is dumb. I did the same. It was a season of Heroes for me to realize Heroes was a terrible show.
The first season was the first or second season. I'll
watch Heroes. They blew the ending of the first season, and that kind of turned me off on it.
It did. That's actually when I stopped watching it.
I did the Battlestar Galactica technique of watching Heroes, which, for all of you who know this, Battlestar Galactica is painful to watch during the season because, like, it moves so slow and it's so intense. But once you get that DVD collection, oh, it's the weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't stop because you go, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom, but there's another episode. I'm so hungry. We'll just order pizza. There's another episode. Like, you just sit and, like, just watch the whole thing in one big, like, 18-hour marathon. Or, well, I did season 1, 2, and 2.5. So, like, it was literally the weekend. Like, nothing but Battlestar Galactica. I tried to do that with Heroes, and it was literally, like, half of the episode of Heroes is cutting in for commercials. So, like, when you watch it on TV, like, you, something dramatic happens, right? And then it gets to the end of the episode, it gets to the commercial break, and then it resets, like,
yeah.
And they replay the same thing that, like, as though we forgot over the course of a 3-minute commercial break. Seriously? Like, who is that? Who can't follow, like, that simple plot line? I don't know.
Well, there's that's a good point, because where does it, I think watching it live on television can be an extremely exhilarating experience, but there's something wrong with cutting into something that is essentially art every 6 minutes and then having to reset your brain so that you can watch a commercial for McDonald's and then get back into the flow of the art only to be interrupted again just as it starts getting good. I mean, that is a downside to television.
I think that's a downside to network television, and I think that's why we should stop watching network television and start supporting deep cable and pay cable like Showtime and HBO, which, by the way, everyone watches HBO and Showtime and AMC and Deep Cable. But it's time to knock it off with the networks, because we're talking about The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead doesn't reset scenes the way I'm talking about it. Like, that's something true. Happens, there's a commercial, and then we pick up right where it was just 3 minutes ago. I'm sure we can remember where we are. Heroes was not that way, though. Literally, every commercial break had like 15 to 20 seconds of something happening, and then 15 to 20 seconds of resetting what just happened so they can resolve that little micro chasm of drama or whatever.
And Battlestar Galactica also did not have the reset, let's get back to the exposition part of this so that you remember what happened. Battlestar Galactica did not do that either, and maybe that's an example of deep cable. Sci-fi counts as deep cable, right?
Yeah. Well, basically, I think anybody besides ABC, NBC, Fox, and CBS. Everything else is considered cable or whatever. And like things like the Sci-Fi Channel or AMC is almost like deep cable. It's like it's starting to get back into like the themed channels.
I see. So, did you watch Battlestar on when it aired, or are you watching it after the fact?
Well, that's the thing. I started watching it when it was aired, like when it first came out, because I remember being a little kid seeing reruns of like the old school 70s.
Little Robotic Bear.
Oh, yeah. But, and you know, it was campy and, you know, like tongue in cheek and stuff. But I remember watching it actually on Sci-Fi when it was, and it was just too, I couldn't keep up with like what was going on. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but like there was a week between each story arc.
Yeah, and it was on Fridays.
Yeah. And
it's very it was very stressful from episode to episode.
But so I just kind of gave up on it, and at the time decided that I don't think I'm into this. I don't think this is for me. And then someone brought it around, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just watch an episode. And I was like, okay, I'll watch two episodes. That's like a movie, right? That's 2 hours. And then I couldn't stop, because by the time you get to like the third and fourth episode, like now the plot's actually moving, and being able to watch it in series like that with no commercial interruptions and no breaks, everything makes sense. So what happened in episode one that starts to get resolved in episode four suddenly becomes really interesting. And every season is like that too. to the point where I'd watch some of the big ones on when they actually aired. The one episode that comes to mind is where they go down to the planet and they're going to make the assault. Oh, and yes. they jump down there. Speaking of jump drive, they do the jump down there, mm-hmm. and they start trying to take account of who made it. And they're counting off, and they realize one of them rematerialized inside the mountain.
Yes.
I've got chills right now. I know this is radio, episode. But I was... Oh.
That was the cat episode. I think her last episode. It was excellent. And that was a herald back to the first aired episode of the series, where she started using stems to keep herself awake. It was... And that storyline that started there finalized in that episode. You know, that show was just so freaking good.
Yeah. Now I will be honest, and I'll cop to this. I don't watch any of the superfluous like Caprica or like the prequel kind of stuff, like when Adama was a young whippersnapper. But
I watched it. What'd you think? Watching it.
Really?
Yeah. I gave it, I don't know, 6 episodes?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit of time.
That's a pretty good commitment.
I just could not get hooked. Because I really, really liked that. The remake, I guess. Reboot, whatever you call it. I even watched some of the original quite some time when I was younger. But Caprica, I just could not get into. But I am actually looking forward to this other spinoff they're going to do with Adama, where it's like the first Cylon War,
I guess. Didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that'll be more action. I think it's gonna have more to hook people, hook me at least.
Hopefully. Well, I think we're I don't want to bore people to death here. We have been going for about a half hour, so we really appreciate you checking out the podcast. If you dug it, please let us know. You can let us know at jumpdriveradio@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter, jumpdriveradio. So just @jumpdriveradio if you know what Twitter is. It's weird how many people don't actually know what Twitter is.
Mm-hmm. Unlike me.
Yeah. Yes. So, but Twitter's amazing. There's a Facebook group out there, so if you're interested in getting involved with the Facebook group, you can. I'm sure you can find it through any of our Facebooks. Also, the Ground Zero, jumpdriveradio.weebly.com. Please check out the forums. Please leave us a comment. If I've said something to offend you, good. Tell me about it. Meanwhile, I'll let everyone go around the room do a plug or two for your own selves. Amber, I know you're one of the internet savvy people in this room.
I'm Amber. I'm at Elemental Amber on Twitter. I'm the comic book guru.
I'm just trying to think. I'm Lisa. I don't remember. I think it's just Lisa Bunny Foo Foo at Facebook. You know, last name Bunny Foo Foo. First name Lisa, and that's more or less how you find me.
Well, you can. There's also a page
on ToddTheFox.com.
Yeah, you've got a Lisa Bunny page on ToddTheFox.com, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Nick,
I do not use Twitter.
Okay.
I do use Facebook, and I actually from the website, I'm linked with that, so I think they can access my stuff through the website.
Cool. Obviously, my name is Todd the Fox, ToddTheFox.com. You can find Facebook, you can find Twitter, you can find everything, including links to Jump Drive Radio. So we really appreciate you guys checking it out. Please stay tuned. We're going to try to do this once a week. Every week we're going to have something interesting to say, hopefully to offend you and possibly to reinforce your love and belief in science fiction. So until next time, saying goodbye for Amber, Lisa, and Nick, this is Todd. Stay groovy.
Thank you for listening to Jump Drive Radio.